This is literally indicating his physical patient name, O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth 9/1/1946, place future care, Charles Village, date of service 8/25/2023, so telehealth visit, 76-year-old male. He was hospitalized at John Hopkins Hospital. He was brought to the emergency room. Patient was complaining of dizziness, difficulty ambulation, severe fatigue. Patient has a multiple medical problem, previous history of diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, stenting done, hypothyroidism, SBO 2019. Because of hypotension, he was evaluated in multiple fall. He was evaluated in August in Mercy Hospital, and subsequently he ended up hospitalization in John Hopkins. Patient upon discharge from Mercy Hospital, he said he was doing well, but he started feeling lightheaded when standing up in the kitchen at home. He had a fall without any head trauma, no loss of consciousness. Patient because of the intermittent dose episode, it happened before in January also. Patient was evaluated in the ED, subsequently admitted with orthostasis, mechanical fall, and also recent weight loss he reported to the facility over there, John Hopkins. Patient was managed. He has a hypertension with multiple antihypertensive medications, profoundly orthostatic to 60-point drop upon admission. He has a chronic orthostatic for the last 6 months, pre-syncopal episode. CT at head was done that shows small frontal scalp contusion, microvascular ischemia. He was given aggressive IV fluid, electrolytes monitored, neurology consulted there. The impression was that he may have degenerative process Parkinson plus syndrome. Outpatient advice follow up. They ordered ASPAP, still pending upon discharge. Because of ambulatory dysfunction, they consulted PT. And the patient was also started on amiodarone, 10 milligram BID, and he had a hyponatremia that was managed, and patient was transferred to the Future Care Charles Village. When I saw the patient, the nurse in the room, televisit, patient denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number one, small bowel obstruction, required exploratory laparotomy and surgery. 2019, next in diabetes, next in hypertension, next in hyperlipidemia, next in coronary artery disease, status post PCI and stent in mid LAD 2007. Prostate cancer, status post prostatectomy. History of dysphagia, tolerating puree diet and soft diet, squamous cell cancer of the tonsillar, status post prior, G2 feeding in the past with recovery that has been removed. He said has a grade C esophagitis, duodenal ulcer and gastritis in the past, EGD. Coronary artery disease, status post stenting, hypertension, and elevated alkaline phosphatase level. History of hypothyroidism, maintained on levothyroxine, cannabinoid use disorder, and microcytic anemia. Medication upon discharge, midodrine, 10 mg POBID, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, ferrosulfate 25 mg daily, levothyroxine 112 mcg daily, omeprazole 40 mg daily, miralax 17 gram daily, sinusite, dash, docosite twice a day. Allergy, lisinopril, penicillin, You have system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, urinary hematuria, neuro, syncope with a light-headed episode, genital, urinary hematuria, endocrine, urinary paradipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, blood pressure 123 over 64, pulse 58, temperature 27.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Adrenal hemophilic, isonectaric, no urine discharge, throat clear, neck supplementary, chest non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non tender, bars on pulse, two extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, time 3, he moving all his extremities equal, gait not tested, he's resting on the bed. Assessment, patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, orthostatic hypotension. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, hypertension history. Next line, coronary artery disease, status post PCI, DES in the mid LAD, history of prostate cancer, status post prostatectomy, history of small bowel obstruction, status post exploratory laparotomy in 2019, history of hypothyroidism. History of squamous cell, tonsillar carcinoma, status post previous percutaneous G2. History of dysphagia in the past, but currently he's able to tolerate soft diet. History of hyperlipidemia. History of elevated alkaline phosphatase. History of hypothyroidism, history of cannabinoid use disorder, history of anemia. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, follow up level electrolyte care plan, discuss the nursing staff, also discuss with the patient. Next page, same patient, name O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Thomas, T-H-O-M-S, date of birth 9-1-1946, date of service for this patient is 8-27-2023. Date of service is a progress note. Progress note 8-23-2027. Date of service is 8-27-2023. Date of service. Future care charge will it. Patient seen today for follow-up at the nursing home. He's doing well. No headache, no dizziness, no recent episode of fall while at the nursing facility. No headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting. He's adjusting to the rehab. And an examination, he's awake, alert, oriented M3, blood pressure 140 over 70, pulse 58, temperature 27.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Dual system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, urinary, hematuria, neuro, no dizziness, no syncope are present, lying on the bed, no acute distress, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. An examination, he's alert, oriented M3. Neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs clear, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non tender, bars on pulse, two extremities, no edema, neuro is awake, alert, M3. Lab has been ordered, they are pending. Assessment, patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, orthostatic hypotension. Next line, lightheaded with the disease phase secondary to orthostatic hypotension. He has extensive workup done at John Hopkins Hospital. Next line, history of prostate cancer, cervical prostatectomy, history of squamous cell carcinoma of the tonsil. Has a dysphagia, used to have G2, but that has been removed. History of esophagitis due to an ulcer, has been maintained on Pepcid. History of coronary artery disease, status post-stent, hypertension, and hypothyroidism. Plan of care will continue all his stent medication reviewed by me. Next line, bracket, capital letter CODE, code, status, STATUS, capital M, capital O, capital S, capital T, most firm. A detailed discussion with the patient. Time spent like 15 to 20 minutes on discussion with the most farm. Patient is alert, oriented time 3. He's capable of making his own decision. Patient want to be full code, want to be transferred to the hospital if needed. He want to be intubated if needed. CPR, yes. Hospital transfer, yes. Antibiotic IV and PO, yes. Blood transfusion, yes. And any blood work or any lab work needed to be done for the treatment is yes. If he cannot eat, is he want G2 feeding to be placed. If the kidney fail, he want hemodialysis. And if need blood transfusion, he want hemodialysis also and blood transfusion. All these questions were discussed with the patient. And I have signed the new most form and place in the chart. This is the end of our occasion. Thank you.